Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the news at 9. The headlines. Center directs states and UTs to take strict action against sale of substandard fertilizers and black marketing of subsidized fertilizers. Railways to install CCTV cameras in all coaches and locomotives to boost passenger safety. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says global demand for BrahMos missile grew after its remarkable performance during Operation Sindoor. European Union expresses disappointment at Trump's threat to impose 30% tariffs on their imports, warns of reciprocal measures. In Wimbledon tennis, men's singles final between world number 1 Yannick Sinner of Italy and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain underway. And in cricket, India tightens its grip on Lord's Test against hosts England. Center has directed states and union territories to take immediate and strict action against the issue of counterfeit and substandard fertilizers. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has written a letter to the chief ministers of all states and union territories. This letter has been issued with the objective of curbing the sale of substandard fertilizers, black marketing of subsidized fertilizers, and illegal activities such as forced tagging across the country. Mr. Chauhan said that agriculture is the backbone of India's economy, and to ensure stability in farmers' income, it is essential to provide them quality fertilizers at the right time and affordable prices, a report.
Center said it is the responsibility of the states to ensure adequate availability of fertilizers at the right places and locations where it is required. States have been asked to take strict legal action, including cancellation of licenses and registration of FIRs against the culprits. Government has urged all states to launch a statewide campaign to eliminate the problem of fake and substandard agricultural inputs from its roots. It has called for regular monitoring of fertilizer production and sale, as well as strict control over counterfeit and substandard products through sampling and testing. States have been directed to develop feedback and information systems to involve farmers and farmer groups in the monitoring process. They have been urged to make special efforts to educate farmers on identifying genuine and counterfeit products. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Railways have decided to install CCTV cameras in all coaches to enhance passenger safety. The decision was taken after Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu reviewed the progress of CCTV camera installation in locomotives and coaches. Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav approved the installation of CCTV cameras in all 74,000 coaches and 15,000 locos. Here are more details in this desk report.
The purpose of fitting cameras in the common movement areas of coaches is to improve safety and security of passengers. These cameras will help in identifying miscreants. Each railway coach will be covered with 4 dome-type CCTV cameras and each locomotive will have 6 CCTV cameras. To preserve the privacy of passengers, CCTV cameras will be installed in the common movement area near the doors. Railways Minister emphasized on deploying the best-in-class equipment. He urged the railway officials to ensure that high-quality footage should be available even for trains running at 100 km per hour plus speed and also under low lighting conditions. Mr. Vaishnav also encouraged the officials to explore the use of AI on data captured by CCTV cameras in collaboration with the India AI mission. With Dipen's report, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said BrahMos missile performed remarkably during Operation Sindoor. He said the demand for BrahMos missile has increased in foreign countries. The Defense Minister was speaking after unveiling the statue of former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrabhanu Gupta at the National PG College in Lucknow today.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर हुआ उसके बाद दुनिया के लगभग 14 देशों ने भारत से ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मांग की है ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल अब लखनऊ से भी एक्सपोर्ट की जाएगी यह फैसिलिटी रक्षा क्षेत्र में हमारी आत्मनिर्भरता है उसको मजबूती देगी और साथ ही इससे रोजगार का भी सृजन होगा और मेरा प्रयास यही है कि यहां और इंडस्ट्रीज भी आएं ताकि लखनऊ के साथ साथ प्रदेश का भी तेजी से विकास हो
इन ओडिशा आई बिग योर पार्डन द डिफेंस मिनिस्टर सेड that Uttar Pradesh is one of the major centers of the country's political journey. The state determines the direction of the country. The leaders, freedom fighters born here, have always taken this country to new heights. Chandrabhanu Gupta is one such leader whose contributions have guided the nation. On this occasion, Mr. Rajnath Singh also released a postage stamp in his honor. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to her home state Odisha from tomorrow. The president will arrive at the Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar in the evening, from where she will go to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Bhubaneswar, to grace its fifth convocation ceremony. On Tuesday, President Murmu will attend the 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University and lay the foundation stone for the redevelopment of three buildings of Ravenshaw Girls High School at Cuttack. She is also scheduled to grace the birth anniversary ceremony of Adikavi Sarala Das and present the Kalinga Ratna Award for 2024 at Cuttack. Elaborate security arrangements have been made both in Bhubaneswar and Cuttack for the visit of the president. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margureta today stated that ASEAN is the cornerstone of India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific vision, and India firmly supports ASEAN unity and ASEAN centrality. In his opening remarks at ASEAN-India Foreign Ministers meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Mr. Margureta said the synergy between ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific and India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative augurs well for the region. He added that India-ASEAN partnership is thriving on strong people-to-people linkages. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 17 Amarnath Yatris sustained injuries after three buses collided with each other along the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway near Tachlu area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district today. All the injured are residents of Madhya Pradesh and were on way to Baltal base camp in central Kashmir's Gandhabal district. The injured were immediately shifted to Kaimo Hospital and subsequently shifted to Government Medical College Anantnag for further treatment. Officials said most of the yatris sustained minor injuries. Their condition is stated to be stable. Two yatris who suffered head injuries have been put on specialized treatment. The J&K police have initiated inquiry into the incident. In Odisha, a girl student of Fakir Mohan Autonomous College in Balasore district set herself on fire inside the campus, alleging sexual harassment by an assistant professor. The girl has been shifted to AIIMS in Bhubaneswar, and her condition is said to be very critical as she has sustained more than 90% burn injuries. Another male student of the college who attempted to save her also suffered serious injuries. The police have arrested the accused assistant professor. Taking a serious note of the self-immolation attempt by the girl student, the Odisha government has placed the college principal and the assistant professor under suspension. The European Union, EU and Mexico have expressed disappointment at US President Donald Trump's threat to impose 30% tariffs on their imports from 1st of next month. EU's chief Ursula von der Leyen threatened to take proportionate countermeasures if needed. On the other hand, Mexico criticized what it called Trump's unfair deal and insisted its sovereignty was non-negotiable. Both said they wanted to keep negotiating with the US. Trump has warned he will impose even higher import taxes if either of the US trading partners decide to retaliate. This week, Trump also announced new tariffs on goods from Japan, South Korea, Canada, and Brazil from next month. Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong today announced this year's Maitri grants, fellowships, and scholarships for 34 recipients aimed at promoting Australia-India ties. In a press release, Wong said, "Australia and India's relationship is closer and more important than ever." She said, "Both countries are deepening cooperation across priority sectors that are vital to both nations' futures, including in defense, trade, education, and technology." Indian astronaut Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission are expected to begin their journey back to Earth tomorrow. The undocking has been scheduled for 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow, and the crew will arrive on Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Group Captain Shukla, who is on a 14-day mission to International Space Station, did 7 India-specific experiments during the journey. The gross direct tax collections in the country have witnessed a 274% growth over the last 10 years. Finance Ministry sources said that between 2013-14 and 2024-25, the refunds issued by the tax department have increased by 474% and the taxpayer base has grown by 133%. The average time of issuing tax refunds has decreased from 93 days in 2013 to just 17 days in 2024. Foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, were the net investors in India's equity market in the week ending July 11th. With this, the July inflows reached 3,839 crore rupees. This added to the buying momentum witnessed in April, May and June. The positive momentum seen in foreign investment in Indian equity markets has helped India outperform global peers in recent weeks, even as global markets remain jittery amid uncertainty related to US tariffs. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also predicted over East India till 16th of this month. Similar weather conditions are expected in north and northwest. Our Shimla correspondent has filed this report on rains in Himachal Pradesh.
This year, the monsoon has taken the form of a disaster in Himachal Pradesh, severely affecting normal life. According to the latest report from the State Emergency Operations Center, one national highway and 196 other link roads remain blocked due to landslides at various places across the state. Additionally, 73 power transformers and 787 drinking water schemes have been disrupted statewide. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Kangra and Sirmaur districts for July 14th, while a yellow alert remains in effect for Mandi, Shimla and Solan districts. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, heavy rainfall accompanied by dust storms slashed parts of Delhi NCR this evening, bringing respite from humid weather. In cricket, in the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India tightened its grips on host England on the fourth day at Lord's. England were 191 for 9 a short while ago in their second innings. India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings yesterday, equaling England's first innings total of 387. The five-match test series is currently levelled at 1-1. At Wimbledon 2025, the final match of the men's singles between world number 1 Jannik Sinner of Italy and the defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain is underway at the All England Club. Alcaraz advanced to the final after defeating American Tyler Fritz in the first semi-final, while Sinner overcame Serbia's Novak Djokovic in the second semi-final clash. Earlier, 8th-seeded pair of Veronika Kudermetova and Elise Mertens defeated 4th-seeded duo of He Se Vi and Jelena Ostapenko 3-6, 6-2, 6-4 to lift women's doubles title. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre directs states and UTs to take strict action against sale of substandard fertilisers and black marketing of subsidised fertilisers. Railways to install CCTV cameras in all coaches and locomotives to boost passenger safety. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says global demand for BrahMos missile grew after its remarkable performance during Operation Sindoor. European Union expresses disappointment at Trump's threat to impose 30% tariffs on their imports, warns of reciprocal measures. In cricket, India tightens its grips on Lord's Test against host England. And in Wimbledon tennis, men's singles final between world number 1 Jannik Sinner of Italy and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain underway. For details of these stories and more news, you can log on to our website newsonair.gov.in.